Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, the Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So if you would like to call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come glory, God, is what
Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God. Let us pray. Goel. Goel, which means kinsman redeemer. Will you walk with me so closely that I can tell you are there? Will you make me aware of your presence? You are my kinsman, redeemer, kinsman, redeemer, who has delivered me from a life of eternal pain. Help me to experience your redemption every day. Help me discover the fullness of the abundant life that you came to secure and that you now offer me so freely through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Help me know the blessings of your redemption by showing me the beauty of your moment-by-moment grace. I love you, Goel. You are my family. You stick closer to me than a brother. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. know what he's done for me. Praise be to God. My Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, our work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. And may you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song.
From the bottom of my heart, Lord, I say, from the Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
want to know what he looks like. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Amen. What would Jesus do? And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Tests and Provisions. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Exodus chapter 15, verse 25. And it says, there he tested them. Amen. Praise God for the reading of his word. After the people of Israel were free from their bondage in Egypt and had their miraculous escape through the Red Sea, they began encountering challenges such as the need for water. One might wonder why God would allow a lack in such a basic daily need. After giving them such an amazing deliverance, yet God revealed the reason for this to Moses. He was testing the people's faith. Soon after, however, God led Israel to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms. Of course, the number 12 and 70 were meaningful, with Israel being composed of 12 tribes and having 70 elders. Each tribe had its own spring, and each elder his own source of food. So therefore, Elim, was a place of not only abundant provision, but also providential significance. God was showing Israel that he would care for them perfectly. This is true for you as well, especially as you encounter your own needs. Amen. The Lord's hand is not too short to provide for you, and he has not forgotten about you, but he wants you to trust him in the unknowns. So take whatever lack you may face as an opportunity for God to reveal his perfect provision. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. So let us pray. Jesus, we will trust you with our needs and all the unknowns, even when we cannot see a way through. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Tests and provisions. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
I was you thought I was to die.
Amen. Kadushi, which means the Holy One. Isaiah 40:25 tells us, to whom then will you liken me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One. The Holy One, in the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw you seated on a throne, high and lifted up, with the train of your robe filling the temple. Above you he saw seraphims, each having six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two wings they covered their feet, and with the remaining two wings they flew. As Isaiah stood there watching, he could hear the voice of one of the seraphims calling out to another one, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Indeed, holy, holy, holy are you, Kadosh. The whole earth is full of your glory." In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I don't know about you, but I have come to worship and praise the Lord this evening. Amen. Praise God. So let us worship and praise God this evening.
Let's all hold hands, cause he is
worthy,
worthy to praise.
Thank you.
withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
Come on, you say.
Kadosh, Kadoshi. The foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of the seraphims as they called out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The temple was filling with smoke. The entire scene responded to your holiness. Your intangible holiness affected Isaiah's tangible environment that day. Forgive us for failing to respond to your holiness at the level due you. Forgive us for so easily dismissing the power and purity of who you are. May we respond in total praise and humility as you make us aware of your holiness, our Kadosh, Kadosh. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
This means war. all you got, that's all you got, that's all you got.
Spirit of God, you are the Spirit of the living God. In you, we put our hope and trust. Because of you, we are able to experience the fullness of God in our life. Freedom comes as you reign in our life. You guide and direct us in our thoughts. You pray for us with words we don't even know we need to pray. You are the Spirit of God, His helper, His mighty breath. We lift you up and honor you. May your fullness be known to this world, which needs you so desperately. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play us another selection and two selections. And I will come back with a word. Amen. The heart of His Spirit.
The heart of His Spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart chosen to serve the King of Kings, the Son of God, walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place, forgiving sin, interceding.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now I'm going to play the blessing of Abraham. And after that selection, I will come back with a word. Amen. Praise God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
Damn.
somebody hop out and say, I'm going to get mine.
Amen. Praise be to God. The blessings of Abraham. So now, if you have your Bibles, we have two scriptures to read tonight. And the first scripture is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Amen. That's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And the second scripture reading is coming from 1 John chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. The second scripture is 1 John chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. Amen. So let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, where it says, that is why I am suffering here in prison, but I am not ashamed of it, for I know the one in whom I trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until the day of his return. And this is Paul speaking, amen? And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So Paul was saying that in spite of his suffering that might have caused Paul to despair, he affirmed his confidence in God's protection. Now, this was not a claim to strong faith. Rather, it was a trust in one so powerful that even a weak faith was sufficient. But Paul based his confidence in Christ on his intimate relationship with him. Paul knew the one in whom he trusted with personal knowledge. And he knew Christ so well that no earthly experience could break the bond of love by which Christ held him. If your situation looks bleak, give your concerns to Christ because you know him and love him. Realize that he will guard all you have entrusted to him until the day of his return. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now let's go to 1 John chapter 5. Verses 9 through 12. And again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation where it says, since we believe human testimony, surely we can believe the greater testimony that comes from God. And God has testified about his Son. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar because they don't believe what God has testified about his Son. And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Amen. And whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So, in other words, at this time, there was a false teaching in circulation that said Jesus was the Christ. Only between his baptism and his death, that is, he was merely human until he was baptized, at which time the Christ then descended upon him, but then later left him before his death on the cross. But if Jesus died only as a man, he could not have taken upon himself the sins of the world. And Christianity would be an empty religion. Only an act of God could take away the punishment that we deserve for our sin. Amen? So the Gospels twice recorded God's clear declaration that Jesus was his son at Jesus' baptism and at his transfiguration. And whoever believes in God's Son has eternal life. He is all you need. You don't need to wait for eternal life because it begins the moment you believe. You don't need to work for it because it is already yours. You don't need to worry about it because you have been given eternal life by God himself. And it is guaranteed. Amen? Praise be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because of Jesus we can be part of the family of God. Thank you for loving us and providing us with all we need. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Forgive us of the sin that darkens our lives. Cleanse us. And in the joy of our closer relationship, may we be zealous to witness and willing to serve. May these gifts we now present come from cheerful givers who have the assurance that this offering will be used to bring others to you. May your name be glorified in this worship. In Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The words of this song by Bill Gaither confidently express the basis of our Christian hope. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Amen. And after the spiritual high of Resurrection Sunday, some might ask, where do we go from here? Because Christ lives, we can be sure of several truths. that change our lives into a daily experience worth living. The key word in John's first letter is no. The word is found 30 times in 105 verses. John was certain of the gifts that came with Christ. One of these gifts is life in the Son. In 1 John 5:11, NIV, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Praise be to God. My text for tonight, for this message, is coming from 1 John 5:11-12 in the NIV, and it says, this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is Life in the Son. Praise God. Tonight, my message is divided into three paragraphs. Amen? God gives life. Life in the Son. It is not God's will for anyone to perish. He wants each person to live. But we can find fulfillment only in Jesus, who said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. John 11:25-26 in the NIV. Jesus' resurrection assures us of life. No resurrection spirit can give us victory over death. Paul asked, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:55-57 in the NIV. Lofton Houston wrote that death for many, if not most modern Western men and women, is a four-letter word. Obscene, vulgar, nasty, not to be used on stage or in politics, society. Politic society. Jesus' death and resurrection has changed the face of death. Death need not be the grim weeper, but the doorway to eternal life. Hallelujah. Life in the Son. New quality of life. The life God gives in Jesus is more than living forever. He imparts a new quality of life. The words eternal life refers to, amen. The words eternal life refers to the very life of God at work within us now. Jesus said in Ephesians 2:1, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's John 10:10 in the NIV. An extraordinary quality of life is available in Jesus Christ, but those without Jesus in Ephesians 2:1, dead in trespasses and sins. Jesus promised in John 5:24 in the NIV, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Life in the Son is more than just living. It is life with equality. Praise be to God. Do you have life? Receive through faith. The gift of life comes to those who have the Son, and the Son must be received through faith. In 1 John 5:13, in the NIV says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Faith was the essential element to which Jesus responded. Four men lowered a paraplegic through the roof into the house where Jesus was teaching. In Mark 2:5 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. Faith is a common ingredient of daily existence, yet many claim they cannot have faith in Christ. Adolf Hudley once wrote, theologians claim the just shall live by faith. Science says the just shall live by verification. Yet the scientist believes in a logical universe. He believes in principles used to verify presumptions. What is a theory? It is something believed to be true but unproven. We believe in education, democracy, ourselves. Belief is common. Why not believe the best and have life in the Son? Praise be to God. Lost because of unbelief. If this uncommon life comes to those who believe in Jesus, those who refuse to believe are lost. In 1 John 5:12, in the NIV says, whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Can a good person really be lost? Yes. Can a churchgoer be lost? Yes. Can the lovable, generous neighbor who has simply delayed her commitment to Christ be lost? Yes. Faith in Christ is the crucial test. John 3:18 in the NIV says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in him stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Praise be to God. Brethren, see poor sinners round you, slumbering on the brink of woe. Death is coming. Hell is moving. Can you bear to let them go? Tell them all about the Savior. Tell them that he will be found. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Realizing that life is only in the Son should motivate us to rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Life for keeps. Trust God's testimony. Maybe as a child, you responded to a person's gift by saying, "Is this mine for keeps?" Life in the Son is a permanent possession. God is the basis of this security. A personal testimony about new life is great. But 1 John 5:9-10 says God's testimony is greater. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. To doubt the certainty of life on the basis of the requirements set forth by God is to make God a liar. If you have done what God said to do, then trust his word and rejoice. Hallelujah. God keeps us. Paul's confident word to Timothy included a testimony of God's keeping power. In 2 Timothy 1:12 says, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." The word keep means guard and evokes the image of a garrison of heavenly troops protecting the individual. Christ is able to keep us and present us one day at the throne of glory. Because he was able to defeat death, he is adequate for everything in this life and the next. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And my brothers and sisters, nothing can be more absurd than the conduct of those who doubt the truth of Christianity. While in the common affairs of life, they do not hesitate to proceed on human testimony and would deem anyone out of his senses who declined to do so. The real Christian has seen his guilt and misery and his need of such a Savior. He has seen the suitableness of such a Savior to all his spiritual wants and circumstances. He has found and felt the power of the word and doctrine of Christ, humbling, healing, quickening, and comforting his soul. He has a new disposition and new delights and is not the man that he formerly was. Yet he finds still a conflict with himself, with sin, with the flesh, the world, and the wicked powers. But he finds such strength from faith in Christ that he can overcome the world and travel on toward a better. Such assurance has the gospel believer. He has a witness in himself. which puts the matter out of doubt with him, except in hours of darkness or conflict, but he cannot be argued out of his belief in the leading truths of the gospel. Here is what makes the unbeliever's sin so awful, the sin of unbelief. He gives God the lie because he believes not the record that God gave of his son. It is in vain for a man to plead that he believes the testimony of God in other things while he rejects it in this. He that refuses to trust and honor Christ as the Son of God, who disdains to submit to his teaching as a prophet, to rely on his atonement and intercession as high priest, or to obey him as king, is dead in sin under condemnation. Nor will any outward morality, learning, forms, notions, or confidence avail him. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say I share the sense of mystery about which Daniel White Wither wrote. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he has made known, nor why, unworthy, Christ in love redeemed me for his own. I do know, I believe Christ. Life in the Son is real. Life is worth the living because he lives. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you, as it is always to me. Life in the Son. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing that you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church. Amen? Praise be to God. My benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And I want to thank each and every one of you, all of my family and friends on Facebook, Blog Talk, YouTube, Instagram, however you listen to Pray One for Another. I just want to say God bless each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. And at this time, I will close us out with two selections. The first selection is All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones.
Belongs to you. of life, the Savior.
just prayed. Repeat after me. Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I repent for my sins and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.